Dundalk has traditionally been a hugely successful club over the years, and it's had a barren spell over the last few years. Obviously, that culminated last year in the club in the relegation playoff, because it's had several seasons in the first division, of course. And so it's a big challenge now. I have for the new season, a real big challenge, and I'm aware of it. I'm aware it won't be easy. I'm aware there's a lot of clubs who'll be very strong next season. But at the same time, I'm excited about it, because it's an absolute blank canvas. You know, you've taken over a club with no players signed. Very unusual. And but that's there's a huge challenge there, and one that I'm looking forward to.
Just how have you viewed Dundalk over the years in terms of the club in the League of Ireland?
Well, my first game managing in the League of Ireland was for Longford Town, and I was only my first match ever managing, and in the opposite dugout with Jim McLaughlin for Dundalk. It was a League Cup when they used to have the League Cup at the start of the season in the groups. Longford were in a group with Dundalk and Drogheda, I think, and we played, and it was a nil-all draw, believe it or not. So it wasn't too many those at Longford, but we were only starting off in the fourth division again. That was a blank canvas. There was no players signed. It was one of those situations where you had to come in and start from scratch, and Jim was obviously a brilliant manager. Couldn't believe my first game as manager was, and he was in the opposite dugout, so he was obviously at the other end of his career, you know. But he was obviously the most successful manager in the history of the league, you know. So it was amazing. Yeah, I mean, Dundalk has a big tradition over the years, you know, successful managers, successful teams, you know, the Jim McLaughlin, Turlough O'Connor, that era. It was a hugely successful era. I think, having that period in the fourth division was very difficult for the club. You know, it was such a long period in the fourth division. It's that type of league. Once you get into it, it's hard to get out of it. And some clubs have spent a lot, you know, it's nearly killed clubs being in the division. And, you know, it's nearly seen the demise of clubs. And I think I was in it myself there a couple of years ago with Derry, when Derry went bankrupt and went into the first division. We had to get out of it in our first year. And we did. We won it, but it wasn't easily won. You have to fight tooth and nail, really, to get out of that division. Go to unfashionable venues. But Dundalk is the thing about it is, how do I view the club? I view the club as, how I think it could be viewed as the fulcrum of the community. You know, the club could be at the centre of the community if it's successful. You could get big crowds here. I think what's attracted me to the club here, to Dundalk Football Club, the things that aren't attractive is that the well-documented pitch situation, right, where players want to play on grass. That's what they want to play on, and that's not the most attractive to some players. Okay, the second thing is that it's an old stadium here. It's pretty it needs revamping. You know, I think there's no doubt about that. So those are not huge attractions. But the big attraction for me is it's a football town. I think passion of support here. I've seen it in, you know, the 2002 Cup Final, wasn't it? I think I've seen it. That was evident. I've seen it over the years here. When any degree of success, people can get passionate about, passionate about the club here. And I think it's been starved of success, you know, really starved of success. And I can't just say I'm going to come in and wave a magic wand and just have instantaneously a winning team here. Because when you look at the teams in the league, next season, Shamrock Rovers, Sligo Rovers, St. Pat's are very strong. Derry are going to be a lot stronger. Derry City, Cork City are going to be stronger than they were last year. Limerick have seen a vast resources coming up, and Shelburne and Drogheda finished second last year. So all of those teams, you've got, but we've got to be optimistic. I'm optimistic coming in here. I'm coming in with a clean slate, clean sheet of paper, really. I can build a team brick by brick, and, I'm looking forward to it.